she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and popping out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told her she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break.
All right, folks, we are
life,
live.
But I was careless instead of treating her right.
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. And I can't stress enough. I know we've been playing, you know, Barack Obama, City Year, paramilitary ads. Yeah, everybody. Yeah, jumping jacks. Oh, we're going to help each other. I gave a year to City Corps. Why can't you? Yeah, you know what? Just give it a year. I mean, there's a lot of these commercials out there. We're playing just one of them. But what was big news to me is that pop sensation Miley Cyrus, a.k.a. Hannah Montana, and, you know, Jaron likes to carry around pictures of her in his wallet for some reason, so he's going to have a bunch of pictures for you. But she's out there promoting the Cyber Bullying Act. I got to tell you, I did not think that Hannah Montana was going to be the one to be like, cyber bullying, oh, it hurts my feelings. Basically, and I can't even make this up, in the article it says that somebody's spamming her, calling her fat, and they don't even use the A word. They have F star T. See, you can't even call people fat anymore. And obviously, Miley Cyrus isn't fat, and it's just a cut at a young girl. But she says, it hurts my feelings. I'm for the Cyberbullying Act, which bans free speech on the internet and throughout the world. You can't hurt someone's feelings. I mean, here's the text of the actual document. It's H.R. 1966. Something out of 1984. Yucka yucka. I just can't even... And the big excuse for this thing is that apparently some mother, to get revenge for her daughter who was having a problem with this other younger girl, was, you know, making up a fake MySpace page, and she acted like a young boy that was interested in the girl. And, of course, when she found out, I guess the girl never found out that it wasn't a real boy. She basically got dumped on the internet, and then she hung herself because, the person said that, the world would be a better place without her. Now, does that mom need to be brought up on some charges? Perhaps. You know, I mean, that's taking it to an extreme when you're attacking a child online, but to pass legislation, which, I mean, let's just go through some of it. Youth who create internet content and use social networking sites are more likely targets of cyberbullying. See, it's about the children. These are some of the things that are cyberbullying. I mean, the term communication means the electronic transmission between or among points specific by the user or information of user's choosing without change in form or content of the information as sent and received. Basically, what that says, if you type to somebody in an IM or an email and they type back, there's the conversation, right? Electronic means your computer. I mean, folks, it can cause psychological harm, including depression, negatively impact academic performance, safety, and the well-being of children in school. Force children to change schools, and in some cases lead to extreme violent behavior, including murder and suicide. And then they make up some bogus statistic in point six for this thing. This will let them charge you with a hate crime. A hate crime for typing something on the internet. On a little internet. And I mean, first of all, the internet is the last bastion of free speech out there. It's the only reason that InfoWars actually exists. It's the only reason Prison Planet is around. I don't know if you didn't notice, ladies and gentlemen, but we don't have one of the big three stations pumping up Alex Jones and Jason Burmes every day. ABC, NBC, CBS, they're not on it. Fox, they're not with it either. Fox is really the enemy, and it's too bad because who doesn't love The Simpsons and especially The Family Guy and The American Dad? That's basically what I'm down to watching these days. And, you know, there's this one cartoon that was made by the guy who does Family Guy and American Dad. Well, he did this thing called Cavalcade of Comedy. And there's this segment with Dick Cheney, and I'm going to leave it at that, that is so raw and so real. I'd love to be able to play it on this, but I can't. We're going to come back. We're going to go into more about cyberbullying and a ton of other news, including 7-year-olds spying on neighbors. Yes, that's right. They're not just Boy Scouts being trained to fight terror. 7-year-olds spying on your neighbors. It's good times. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Back after this, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
All right, folks, we are back. And the reason I'm covering this story is basically because Miley Cyrus, a.k.a. Hannah Montana, is an icon to young people. I mean, it is the biggest thing I've seen since... What was the last big child thing? What do you think? Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? What was the Disney thing?
Bebe Kids.
Bebe's Kids? Bebe's Kids was garbage. We all know Bebe's Kids was garbage. That was a garbage show. There she is right there. I'm trying to think. High School Musical, I know, is big with the kids, but she seems to be even bigger among the youngsters. So this is all to brainwash the youth. Okay. City Year, young people orientated. And notice that they are targeting a minority audience because of who the president is. I'm not saying, you know, I don't want to be racial about it, but it's true. I mean, they're making these, commercials about inner city youth that are supposed to identify with Obama. You know? Yeah, I made a difference. Why can't you? I mean, some of these are well beyond everybody doing jumping jacks going like this, you know, serving their leader. Yeah, just do a year. Just do it. See, right now, it's voluntary. Soon, it's going to be compulsory. And remember, they're going to bring your kids into this. And they're literally teaching your kids that you can't do certain things on the internet. God forbid you hurt somebody's feelings. This is hate speech on a new level. And for them to use Disney super sensation, Hannah Montana. So I think she was the number one musical artist last year. Number one. Can you imagine the cheese? Imagine you had all that cheese right now, Paul. Where'd you be? Hawaii? Huh? What island?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. That's a cheese fest island right there. So, you know, and then to get your kids at the Boy Scout level. Government readies youth corps to take on vets. This is out of the New York Times. It's just unbelievable. 10 minutes into errant mayhem in this town near the Mexican border, the gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran. Remember, they're training the kids to take out the veterans, the people who, you know, folks, I mean, it's ridiculous. They go out and they say, oh, our soldiers are our best and brightest. They're our future. They're the reason we have freedom in this country. And then they come back and they're already turning on them in the mainstream media and in the government to have them killed by the Boy Scouts. It's absolute ridiculousness. And then this is out of the Mail Online. By the way, we're going to take your calls, 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Town halls hire citizen snoopers as young as 7 to spy on neighbors and report wrongs. Children as young as 7 are being recruited by councils to act as citizen snoopers, the Daily Mail can reveal. Oh, thank you, Daily Mail, for revealing this. And what's really, really interesting is that this isn't the only kind of program that they got going. We covered it last week. It's the Pledge Program, okay? The Pledge Program. Now they're going to be pledging. Pledge to be a policeman. Remember that one, Jaron? Can we pull that website up, that Pledge the Police UK website? I know you know what I'm talking about. Great workers back there. Fantastic. The environment volunteers will report on litter louts, noisy neighbors, and even families putting their rubbish out on the wrong day. You see? Everything you do is going to be judged. Everything tracked and chased and snooped on. This is the new Stasi force. And remember, Obama is talking about these new emission standards. They're already doing the cap and trade. It's carbon tax time, America. You're going to pay to breathe. Ah, it's not funny. It's terrible. A carbon tax. You're going to pay a carbon tax. Do you understand? You're going to be ridiculed about your garbage, the size of your home, the energy you use, the cars you drive. You know, I don't like to give Glenn Beck any attention, but earlier tonight he had Ben Stein on. And not only is Ben Stein on the program, but even weirder, they're eating Chinese food and they're talking about this new emission standard. And Stein said something like they're going to take his Mercedes-Benz out of his cold, dead hand. And good for him. I actually like Ben Stein. Expelled No Intelligence Here is a great documentary. Let's see. There are currently almost 9,000 people signed up to the schemes. More are likely to be recruited in the coming months. Controversially, some councils are running junior schemes, which are recruiting children. Children. So it's not just children that are tattletaling. It's the hipsters with their digital cameras. That's really nice. Just lovely. I love this world. And if you're in the UK anyway, I mean, you go down to London, 300 plus times a day you're photographed and filmed. I mean, that's the new Snoop Society. You know, I want to do a little swine flu news, and then we're going to go to Josh, Bob, Jason, and Steven. Baby in New York City dies of possible swine flu. Again, we don't really have any confirmed deaths, but everything is swine flu. The two in Texas were a total and complete hoax. That kid was a Mexican who had been a premature birth that came over the border and had chronic illnesses and then died. And then this 33-year-old woman who died after childbirth also had chronic illnesses, and the officials officially said that swine flu did not kill her, yet the media just jumped on it. Then there were some other ones. Apparently the superintendent died. He wasn't in. See, they always have to admit in these articles that they have something else. Something else is going on. This guy had gout, okay, and he died. Yeah, you don't want the gout. And he was too heavy. He didn't take care of himself. Now they're saying a baby in New York City has died of possible swine flu. The New York City Health Department is investigating the death of a toddler as a possible swine flu case. The 16-month-old boy died Monday night at Elmhurst Hospital Center in Queens. Hospital officials said he had a high fever when he was brought in. Health Department spokeswoman Jessica Scarpuppi confirmed the investigation but said the agency does not discuss specific cases. It's not known yet how long the investigation will take. We'll see, but these stories are going to be appearing for the next few months until they get the nice, tasty vaccinations ready for everybody, and then they try to pass mandatory vaccinations. We played the clip again last week on the Today Show where they're like, yeah, it's going to be a three-spot shot. Three shots, mandatory all the way across. And remember, if they just go one level higher, They raised the pandemic level to 5. If they go to 6, according to 1.51 of the WHO pandemic preparedness planning document, you have no civil rights. It says right here, during a pandemic, it may be necessary to overrule existing legislation or individual human rights. Examples are the enforcement of quarantine, overruling individual freedom and movement, use of privately owned buildings for hospitals, off-license use of drugs, compulsory vaccinations, or implementation of emergency shifts in essential services. These decisions need a legal framework to ensure transparent assessments and justification of the measures that are being considered, and to ensure coherence with international legislation, international health regulations. No human rights, no civil rights. The drugs don't have to work. They can vaccinate you and quarantine you. Period. Amen. Absolutely terrible. All right, let's go to Josh in Tennessee. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason. Basically, you know, I've been listening to you for a long time now and stuff like that, but I want to get down to the basics. I'm talking about, like, the globalists. Like, what is their mindset? Like, do they think, obviously, you know, you and I as human beings, we realize that one day we will die, whether it be from natural causes or whatever. Do these guys think that they will, like, be hooked up to machines and, like, live forever? And like,
some of them do. Some of them don't even think that they're going to be hooked up to machines. The machines will be hooked into them. So,
yeah,
in other words,
exactly. I mean, do they think that they'll live forever and just like be like, you know, the ruling elite over
Kurzweil openly writes about it. You should really read some Stephen Kurzweil. I mean, he literally thinks he's going to be one of them, and he is he's more than middle aged. I think he's in his 50s or 60s, and you know, he really thinks that the life extension and then beyond life extension technology will exist. It'll be on a high slope. He also writes about how it probably won't be available for the majority of the populace, and that we need a sustainable populace. You know, all the things that the elite talk about, population sustainability, they all talk about the environment. But he talks about how we'll even be able to transcend our actual physical bodies and basically travel the universe as beings of light and being able to take any form we want at some point. Which is just, it's mind-blowing.
I mean, is that not nuts? Is that not, like, totally just, I mean, what is he smoking, man? I mean.
Hey, Kurzweil is a genius at some point, but at some point, you know, he's a madman. And people don't want to own up to it. Yeah, exactly. All right, Josh, thank you for the call, brother. I'm going to jump to Bob in Minnesota. Bob, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good, man.
I want to go back to that Miley Cyrus thing. If you notice in the media recently, they've been just attacking every single, it seems like every single huge website that's out there. Craigslist is a huge example. The Craigslist killer, you know.
The Craigslist killer, they're kind of demonizing Twitter. And can you turn down the radio? Lots of feedback. Anyway, the Craigslist killer is a great example. And then on top of that, you have them talking about Twitter is Al-Qaeda-like. People were using it to get past the police and protest zones. So, yeah, they are demonizing the Internet. And then on top of that, you have this cyberbullying act that's bringing up the case of this MySpace where this woman pretended to be a young boy interested in this young girl, basically told her to kill herself, apparently, and she did. So, yeah, they are demonizing all these sites.
I think the thing that they fail to realize with sites like MySpace and Craigslist is that they're so huge that they're almost a mirror of society in itself. And of course there's going to be sketchy stuff going on MySpace and Craigslist when you have seven.
Oh, see, they know that, but the thing is that they want to use those examples so they can control it further and justify how much they're actually surveilling it. They're creating fake accounts. For instance, we covered the story yesterday of New Jersey police who created fake Facebook accounts to bust the after prom party in their town. I mean, it's ludicrous.
Yeah, I mean, the logical argument just doesn't follow through half the time whenever they attack these sites. I mean, the Alex Jones channel getting shut down, the Info Warrior getting shut down.
Well, we got it back. I mean, we had to lawyer up, and we had to have a lot of callers, you know, call YouTube, call Google, but we did it. You know, we got it back up for now. We'll see how long it lasts. Look, the bottom line is they don't want free speech on the Internet. They want to be able to regulate everything that you do, everything that you say, whether you're typing it, you know, acting it out, or just thinking it. And that's an unfortunate reality. I thank you for the call, Bob. We're going to go to Jason, Steven, Phil, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement, a personality cultist, who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 19, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $923.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $950.54, $475.27 for a half ounce, and $237.63 for a quarter ounce. That's $950.54, $475.27, and $237.63.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement, a personality cultist, who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, The 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At The 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, The 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
We're going to go to Jason, Stephen, Phil, and Dustin. But first, I want to hit up this video of Jesse Ventura. This is back-to-back Ventura evenings. We had him hit a home run over on The View, and he was just on Hannity. We're going to play some of this clip, and then we'll take your calls on the other side of the next break. And we're also going to be playing the Seymour Hersh clip that's causing all the controversy and him coming back and saying, well, I didn't exactly say that. So we'll let you, you know, watch exactly what he said for PrisonPlanet.tv and listen on the radio, obviously. He does discuss the Cheney assassination squads, and I do believe he discusses the part about bin Laden being dead. So it is very interesting. All right, hit the clip.
He shocked the nation back in 1998 when he stormed onto the political scene and won Minnesota's gubernatorial race. Now, former Minnesota governor, pro wrestler, and Navy SEAL Jesse the Body Ventura is considering perhaps another political comeback. His book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, describes his outrage at the state of affairs in the U.S. It's now out in paperback. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Sean, always.
I can't tell you, he's been yelling at me ever since he walked in the green room today. I mean,
I don't yell at anyone.
You are just right on me. It's just like I just can't get 5 seconds to breathe.
It's your reputation that precedes you.
Well, you said you didn't like, you think you would like me until you met me. Didn't you say that to me?
Yeah.
What didn't you like about me?
I don't always care for how it operates and the bullying guests and things like that.
I couldn't bully you if I could bully you, you'd slap me down so hard.
And I get irritated when I see that at home.
You said you've been out surfing the last 6 months. Have you really been in Mexico surfing for 6 months?
No, unfortunately, only for three because from November. Well, my brother-in-law was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And he was diagnosed October 2nd, and he passed on January 14th. So I didn't get to Mexico till the end of January because my wife, it was her younger brother, and she stayed home and took care of him until his passing. Well, it's a horrible disease.
I know somebody right now who has it. It's terrible.
I know another one, too.
It's horrible.
Scott Ledoux, the boxer, has it.
Is
now.
It true?
Yeah.
All right. Look, we can go down the old road of our battle. You do not like the Bush administration.
No.
All right. You don't like Dick Cheney. I got that. I understand that. But I want to ask you some new questions.
All right.
All right? If you're game.
Sure.
All right? Because...
Sure.
What do you think of Barack Obama?
I think he's exceptionally intelligent when you hear him speak and through.
He reads a teleprompter. Oh, come on.
Well, at least we got a president now who can read one.
That's not a sign of intelligence. If you're not capable of reading a teleprompter.
No, I'll say this. I think he's very intelligent. I think it's far too early to be judgmental because let's face it, he inherited a mess. He inherited two wars. Mm-hmm. He inherited economy
you
in
can't
the tank.
Stop yourself.
Economy in the tank, two wars. Right. I wouldn't have wished that on my worst enemy.
Well, George Bush inherited a recession. George Bush inherited the negative.
No, he
let
did
me finish.
Not.
Yes,
George,
he. Oh, yes, he
wait
did.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yes, he
if
did.
We sat
and
here,
the negative impact of 9/11.
All right. You're telling me that the United States was better off after George Bush or before him?
After.
Oh, my God. How can you make that statement?
You just did. And I'll tell you why.
Well, I don't even need to talk to you about it.
Listen, it's not about Republicans.
It's ridiculous. This country was far better off before George Bush than it is after George Bush.
Want me to quote you the 9/11 Commission report? For an entire decade... I'm glad I can make you laugh.
You
for
can.
An entire
when you
decade,
bring up the 9/11 Commission, that makes me laugh.
For an entire
because they didn't investigate nothing.
Well, I agree. And to one extent, you're partially right, but they did get one thing right, that there were a group of radicals that were at war with the United States, and we weren't at war with them.
Yeah.
We saw the first Trade Center bombing, the embassy bombings, the USS Cole, and we have radicals that think God is going to reward them in heaven with virgins, Jesse. How do you stop them?
Well,
what do you do? Tell me what you do.
You pay attention to memos on August 6th that tell you exactly what bin Laden's going to do. Instead, we hear Condoleezza Rice going, I didn't know what they were going to do. And the memo says, bin Laden set to hijack planes and ram them into buildings.
I have a better idea.
Hey-o, all right.
George Bush.
Hit it right there. Now, the only thing that I would agree with Hannity on is that we're probably worse off now than before with Bush, because at least people were angry with Bush and they didn't think that the Messiah, the leader, had come. They now believe that. Other than that, Jesse's right, and then Hannity agrees with him. They didn't investigate nothing in the 9/11 Commission report. No, they didn't. Hannity agrees, like, passively. Yeah, no kidding. We got one of the commissioners coming out and saying what NORAD told him was a total lie. And we actually put that in Loose Change Final Cut before he admitted to it. Weird. We'll be back after this with your phone calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be.
All right, we're going to go to your phone calls in just one moment. But how about Jesse the Body, huh? He whooped a little Hasselbacking. He talks plainly that the 9/11 Commission didn't investigate anything. He brings up the famous August 6th PDB, which is palatable to your normal mainstream audience. And he was on Stern today as well. And they asked Jesse, hey, what's the new book going to be about? And he said, conspiracies. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're a big 9/11 guy. And he laid it out again, and they were very nice to him again. So, Jesse Ventura, thank you so much for what you do, my friend. All right, let's go to Jason in Washington. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jason?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. I've got a swine flu fear-mongering update for you.
All right, sounds good.
And it says swine flu may have infected more than 100,000 Americans.
Yeah, you know, it was only 5,000 cases.
Yeah,
5,000, yeah, Friday. So now it's up to 100,000, eh?
Over the weekend, yeah.
That is one fast-acting, invisible virus that doesn't seem to be affecting anybody at all. That is crazy.
Yeah, and it says by the CDC, the outbreak is not localized, but is spreading and appears to be expanding throughout the U.S.,
They're really going to try to get everybody to believe that the piggies are going to cause our demise and that we need to take these vaccinations. I mean, 100,000, is this Reuters AP? What is it?
It's Health Day from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention of the CDC.
Oh, they're such good people at the CDC. They really only have our best interests at heart. I thank you for the call, Jason, and the information. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, you're on the line.
Hey, good evening, Mr. Bin Laden from Al Qaeda, Atlanta, New York.
Yes, I obviously am Al Qaeda.
Oh, yeah, my fellow hate criminal extremist. Glad I'm in good company.
Yeah.
And if I'm one of those, you know, charged as one of those, I'm guilty as charged. You know, first of all, I just wanted to say, I don't know if you heard about the latest in the rash of police brutality incidents. I'm a member of Restore the Republic, and I got an email today with a link to a and people can go to YouTube and see this. It's a video from a newscast on CNN where, I don't know if you heard about this, it's KVIA Channel 7. It's an ABC News affiliate in El Paso, Texas. But did you hear about this news crew and how they got roughed up by a cop and arrested for going out there to cover a car wreck?
You know, that might be an older story. That was last week. I did get that. I think I covered it really briefly on the show, but I didn't play the clip. I was more disturbed by this story I was about to cover today. This is out of the Mirror, so this is out in the United Kingdom. Motorist stopped by police for laughing at wheel. Okay, Gary Sanders, 47, was speaking on a hands-free phone while driving to work when he got the giggles. But Mercy Tunnels failed to see the funny side and ordered the Liverpool businessman to pull over. A traffic officer told him laughing while driving a car can be an offense. After lengthy questioning, the officer concluded that there was nothing he could book Gary for and let him go. But Gary, managing director of Spontes Workwear, was told to produce his license at a police station, which took a further hour, making him miss an appointment. So the cop pulled him over, stopped him, I guess let him go, but then ordered him to a cop station where he had to have his license run for over an hour, all for laughing at the wheel. That's pretty crazy, huh?
Okay, so let's see now. You're a criminal if you don't hold on to the rail of an escalator. You're a criminal if you drop a piece of a sausage roll in the park and the birds eat it up, but you're a polluter. You're a criminal if you, you know, go out as a newscaster and do your job. I mean, when I saw this, because I just heard about this today, I was livid. I wanted to reach through the screen of my computer and just clock this cop because he was so arrogant. And I actually called the news station out there, and I just told them, I commended them, and I said, you tell those reporters they did nothing wrong. I know that, but I just wanted to commend them. And I told the lady, she said that the cop, he's been demoted. I said, no, he needs to be fired. And I said, you know what? You people need to sue the snot out of that guy. You know, we need to send a message to these criminals. I'm sick and tired. I'm like, you know, Alex, I'm just sick and tired of it. The other thing I wanted to mention real quick, there's a really excellent site that everybody can go to. There's a doctor up in Chicago, Illinois, named Dr. Joseph Mercola. This guy has such a storehouse of information about health-related issues, and you can there's a search box. You can put in any issue, and he's got tons of information. And I saved on my computer. You're talking about the flu tonight, from back in I think it's October 2004, and I'll forward this to you in an email. But this is an article entitled "Flu Deaths Outrageously Exaggerated to Increase Vaccine Sales." The estimated 36,000 a year they say happen in the United States don't actually happen. It's nowhere near that. And, of course, the reason is because they want to sell the flu vaccine. That's one of their cash cows. But, of course, we also know it's because they wanted people to take the vaccine because that's what will make them sick and kill them. But I'll forward this article to you. But it's Mercola.com. He's got tons of information on any subject to do with health, and he's totally on board. In fact, he's had some stuff in his emails he sends out about the economy and how they're imploding it. So he's
all right, we'll check it out,
Steven.
All right, we'll check it out.
You.
Thanks for the call, brother. Let's go to Phil in New York. Phil, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking my call, man. How
you
are
got
you
it.
Today?
Good.
I wanted to get your take on this. Have you ever seen the film Who Killed John O'Neill?
You know, I never made it all the way through the end, but I actually spent some time with the guys that created it back in 2005 in Chicago. And I did see the very beginning. There's some really interesting stuff in there, but it's kind of like a noir, black and white, fictional story based on reality. The guy doesn't really look a lot like John O'Neill, and it's not really based on his life, just around his investigation into the funding of Bin Laden. And he gets into Kroll and all these other things, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, it was interesting, and the guy is very interesting, too. It's just that, you know, I stick to documentaries just because, you know what? I mean, let's look at a lot of these 9/11 films that aren't documentaries. Who Killed John O'Neill is excellent. You know, I would actually recommend people go check that out. It's free on Google Video and whatever. But then there's also The Reflecting Pool, and now there's Able Danger. These things aren't really getting a mainline release, and they don't really lend too much credibility being a B movie about a 9/11 conspiracy when there's plenty of good documentaries that are as compelling, if not more compelling, that give people, the straight facts. Now, with Who Killed John O'Neill, it's a little different because I don't think there's really been a documentary that lays out all the financial ties in the way that does, or even presents that much information. Now, you know, as a filmmaker myself, I've kind of shied away from those issues because they can get kind of bland and boring and they don't pack the same kind of punch. I mean, people can only watch, you know, articles on a screen with a voiceover so much. You've got to have news articles, not just news articles, television news on top of interviews with people and all that other stuff. And there aren't, other than Indira Singh, there's not a lot of people talking about Kroll. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, I thought it was a really compelling film. It made me think, and it was cool because the way they did it is they had the guy split himself up. He played all these different characters of all these different personalities within himself, like the paranoid, the skeptic, the laptop guy. It was really cool. I have it up on my YouTube page as my featured video. It's youtube.com/9/11info warrior. If anybody wants to watch it, it's a good film. I suggest everybody check it out.
All right, cool, man. Thanks for the call. Let's jump to Dustin in Texas. Dustin, you're on the line.
Jake,
how you doing?
Thanks a lot. Hey, I'm here in Austin, and apparently you get wide viewership. I listen to the Alex Jones Show a lot, and I actually remember Alex. He was driving a school bus around the state capitol with his microphone, kind of like the role he did in
Waking Life. Yeah.
Yeah, Waking Life. So I'm kind of old school. I'm still young. I'm 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody calling in's got to relax. Like, I understand that this is kind of our drug of choice because we've all tapped into something we all, it's common ground for us.
Yeah.
But everybody's got to relax. We're at the point where we know what their agenda is. They've already come out in every movie. Out of Hollywood, every newscast, everything they're telling us, the New World Order, everybody, Michael Savage, everybody, it's all taking its clamps down, and so we got to take it to the next step. Everybody,
what
else,
is that next step?
Well, here's the thing: everybody's calling in talking about the flu. The flu. We know they're going to do something in the flu season. Everybody needs to prepare and stock up. Obviously. Whatever that means, I don't want to. Everybody knows what I mean, you know. You do. But there's deeper spiritual things going on right now. Like, you know, I don't know if everybody knows about Venus and Venus retrograde. Jason? I really called to ask you. Are you aware of September 11th and the significance of it as a date and occultism and stuff?
Mayan calendar stuff? I know about the raising or the building of the towers and then only to destroy them. I know it's a very occultic day. The thing is that, again, I only focus on that stuff to the extent where I can explain to people that the people who are parroting that they're Christian conservatives and that we need to have this war with the Muslims and it's a holy war and all this other stuff, they're not Christian conservatives. They're into the occult, masonry, numerology, astrology in a lot of cases. And
isn't that a trip?
It is a trip, but at the same time, you know, I'm trying to get people to wrap their heads around swine flu and Baxter vaccinations and, you know, a motorist being stopped by police for laughing at the wheel. That's advanced, you know, that's
okay, yeah,
that's
that
not
is, that's beginning. Police
yeah.
state.
And I try to keep with the police state stuff, but, you know, I've had Chris Pinto on the program. When I sat in for Alex, I did like a whole other hour with Pinto. You know, I've had a lot of these guys in. I mean, Jim Mars, who will get into that.
Your credibility. I definitely, you know, and I agree with everything you, I agree with everything you have to say. Like I said, I'm old school and, you know, I did listen to Ventura on the Hannity show, or actually I heard him on the radio and then I saw him on TV because I'm kind of an AM radio fanatic.
Sure.
And Ventura and Ron Paul are basically our mainstream voices right now. Besides, if you go subterranean like you and Alex getting on whatever satellite radio or something.
Yeah, he'll be on XM soon, June 6th. I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you going to do that? I hope you...
If they'll pick me up, are you kidding me? I have a dream, and that dream is to be on Howard 101 or Howard 100 and be able to curse all the time on Sirius and XM radio and really bring this to an audience that normally wouldn't listen to it. That's my dream. I mean, I'll take whatever I can get, obviously. I'm a take what I can get kind of guy, move forward, and I'm just happy to have this radio show. I mean, it's a trip for me to be sitting in the Alex Jones chair three hours a night ranting and raving and making it my living. But at the same time, I want to reach more people. I don't want to preach to the choir. And I feel like, you know, you're going to turn a lot of people off if you exclusively talk about, you know, like for instance, you know, I think that, Freeman, let's talk about Freeman for a minute. I think some of his stuff is very interesting. You know what I mean? But on the same time, I think that he goes way over the line sometimes, seeing things that just aren't there and that can be interpreted a million different ways. You know what I mean? And for me, you know, I'm not the head of a cult. I'm not that into the Kabbalah. I don't know the answers to these ancient mystery schools. You know what I'm saying? I don't have those answers. And so for me, I'm not going to be like, well, that's definitely this and this and that. I can't tell you, but I can tell you that it's awfully bizarre that to kick off a, you know, 2-week retreat, they do a ceremony in front of a large owl god, which, you know, some people have contested. Isn't Moloch? It is Moloch.
Video too. You know, Moloch is everywhere. Moloch is everywhere. I see Moloch behind the Saturday Night Live girl on 30 Rocks.
You're in Austin, Texas, right? The Frost Building. The Frost Tower is outwardly the Owl Building. I mean, it's crazy. Every time I'm drinking downtown and I look up at that thing, I'm just like, oh my God. Dustin, I got to let you go. I got to go to somebody else. Too much occult talk. You know, again, trying to be more of a mainline voice to bring people in and telling people that there's a, you know, 33-story owl god with a bank at the bottom of it in this building is maybe not the way to do it. Unfortunately, you know, I got to cash some checks there. I've been in the belly of the beast of the owl in downtown Austin. You been down to the Frost Tower ever? Yeah, you've been in there. How about you, Jaron? Jaron's like, I've woken up naked there several times. I don't know what's going on. I got a laugh over there. All right, let's go to Steven in New York. Steve, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Quick question. Do me a favor. With the e-cigarette, I listened to the contest. I always download the podcast the next day.
Uh-huh.
They announced it like a couple days in advance, the e-cigarette contest, because those people that answered those questions were crazy. I knew 10 out of 12 of those questions.
I was pretty shocked at the people who signed in for the e-cigarette to listen. Bilderberg. Yeah, that was a really easy one. I mean, some of them were just like, you know, you're going to know it or you're not going to know it. No big deal.
I even knew Bo Dietl. That was weird.
Hey, Bo Dietl's big in the New York community. How wouldn't you know it? I mean, he's all over the television on Fox.
I just want to make one more quick point. I live in Suffolk County, Long Island here, and our Suffolk County executive was on Fox News last week, Steve Levy. And the new program here is for kids to text message the cops when they see drug deals going down in their high schools.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
It was a Newsday, and I wrote a letter to Newsday. Of course, I didn't publish it, but...
as always, because you were against it. Had you said, this is the best program ever, finally we're going to get those dirty drug-dealing kids away from my daughter, you know, if you were praising it, they definitely would have printed it. I thank you for the call, Steve. Yeah, they have these programs sprouting up everywhere, and you know it's trouble when they're giving the Boy Scouts fake machine guns and shotguns and telling them that they may have to deal with an unhappy Iraq war veteran. He's the target. The unhappy Iraq war veteran. He's disgruntled. It's time for the Boy Scouts to take him out. And here's this Miley Cyrus article. I just can't believe they're using Hannah Montana to try to pass the Cyberbullying Act. Talk all you want. I have my flaws. I'm a normal girl. There's things about my body I would change, but stop calling me fat in a post. She wrote, I don't even like the word. Those remarks that you hateful people use are fighting words. The ones that scar people and cause them to do damage to themselves or others. She said you will be scarred if you are called fat. How about when you're called fat and you look in the mirror and you go, you know what? I am a little tubby. And then you lose weight. Isn't that a positive thing? Believe me, I can only take so much ribbing when the second chin comes into play. You know, when people are poking me and doing the tee-hee from the Pillsbury Doughboy, I know it's time. Am I a little insulted? Yes. Am I hurt? No, I'm not going to cry big boy tears on my pillow. I'm going to hit the gym. But she wants you to shh. See, there's the one I wanted earlier, Jared. That's gold right there. Hannah Montana, backed by the ADL, going after cyberbullies one day at a time. Folks, we'll be back after this. We're going to take calls from Tom, Eric, Ryan, and more. 866-582-9933. My little blog site is theinfowarrior.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
I laughed and shook his hand. Made my way back home. I searched for fun. Years and years I roamed. I gazed and stared. We must have million years. I must have died alone.
Final segment of the first hour of the Info Warrior. I've got this huge article, U.S. military heavily armed and medicated, prescription pill dependency among American troops is on the rise. See, further demonizing the truth and the troops, and in truth, really drugging them. And they're bringing up things like psychosis, of course, PTSD and that type of stuff. We'll bring that. But they really go into detail about how much the military is medicated. And you don't believe me. This is like a 10 spot page article. It's so lengthy. I probably won't even be able to cover all the little facets of it. But, you know, you're talking about people hooked on OxyContin, Percocet, Vicodin, serious hardcore drugs. That's what these are. Serious hardcore drugs. All right, let's go to who we on? Tom in Washington. Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jason?
Good, man.
Good, good. Hey, I wanted to throw something out there because I know a couple weeks ago there was some kind of thing about somebody claiming that they were screened when they called in, and I just want to say this is my first time ever calling in, and that was not the case at all.
Yeah, we don't screen, man. I sometimes they'll ask what you want to talk about, and I'll get that on the side. Today I don't. I kind of encourage them not to do that, just so people don't think I'm screening the calls. But yeah, I go in order.
They just asked me my name and where I was from, and that was it. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I wanted to make a comment earlier when you aired that piece with Jesse Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was a little surprised, actually, after I watched the Obama deception. I watched it twice. And, you know, his take on Obama in that, and even the little clip in the preview, you know, you hear him say over and over, he's been fudging since day one of the election, that sort of stuff. So I was kind of surprised, actually. It sounded almost like a 180 where he said, oh, it's too early to judge.
Well, you know what? I think he's waiting to pan out. I mean, we are in the first 100 days. He's probably taking the McGovern-type position. But on top of that, I think he's just being careful to not alienate his audience for his book. You know what I mean? I mean, he didn't say anything.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah, and you know what? He didn't praise him. He's saying basically what's true. The guy is a very smart guy, something I've said since day one, and better than he can read a teleprompter. You know, me and Tarpley, I guess, disagree on this, but he can deliver a speech. You know, he can make eye contact, and he can sound like he's smart, whether he is or not. And he can really, what else is really amazing about him is he can get around any topic. He's got that Clinton-esque way about him where he can just get around it and not even if it's like a pressure question, make it not to be a pressure question and just move on and act like nothing else happened. So I think Ventura actually played it smart. Like I said, his next book is going to be on quote unquote conspiracies, according to him on Stern Today. And 9/11 is going to be a big part of that. We need mainline voices like him. Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. I wanted to throw one other thing out there, too. I don't know if anybody else has talked about this. Have you heard of the company Cerberus Capital Management?
No.
Okay, well, I'm sure that people have brought this up many times on the show at some point. I haven't been listening for that long, but as far as the ammunition rationing going on. Yeah, very interesting company. If you have some time,
are these the people that are trying to make ammunition so that it only is good for a certain period of time? In other words, like 6 months, and then it goes bad and you can't use it.
No, they actually started buying up a lot of defense type companies a while back. They actually are a major stakeholder in Daimler Chrysler, also in Fiat. They're one of the largest private capital management companies in the world, but they've bought up Remington, DPMS, Panther Arms, New England Firearms.
All right, man. We'll keep their eye on them. I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Eric, Ryan, Ann, and more on the other side. 866-582-9933. It's the InfoWars with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Up in the next segment, we're going to play the Seymour Hersh clip of him discussing the Cheney CIA assassination squads as well as the murder of Benazir Bhutto. It's very interesting stuff. He kind of mumbles a little bit in it, and he's always very elusive. It's like, come on, Hersh, tell us what you know. What's the deal, Hersh? Hopefully Hersh isn't CIA. I don't think he is. I don't think he's a spook. I think he's about as well-meaning as it gets, but who knows? Maybe I'm a bad judge of character. Also on the other side, what are we going to be talking about? I'm like having a brain aneurysm. Yeah, I'm going to pull up some of those clips of, the youth corps outside of just the paramilitary thing. Oh, we're going to do jumping jacks together. I want you to hear these diatribes of what these kids are saying about City Year. I want you to understand how deep the brainwashing is about to become. I want you to get that 9/11 is their new national holiday. Do you understand they're hijacking 9/11 as a holiday for civil service? 9/11 really needs to be known as the day the music died, folks. It needs to be known as the day that the corrupt government went all the way, killed thousands of American citizens, and sent their sons and daughters to a war to dominate another culture and continue to build upon their new world order. He used the term New World Order. He's a conspiracy nut. Well, I got to tell you, going through for this movie, I've got Madeleine Albright talking about it at this conference with, who are some of the other guys? Haddon is another guy. All these other guys. But there's Nancy Pelosi sitting right there. Little Nance. Oh, Nancy. Nancy Pelosi, who else is there? Tom Daschle's there. They're all aware of it. They know what the New World Order is. They know we're in it. They know they continue to build upon it. They know it means a chip for every single human being on the planet. Hopefully there won't be cyanide in it. You think I'm joking? We covered it last night. They've got the chip with GPS with cyanide in it, and Germany turned down the patent. They said, sorry, Saudi Arabia, no patent for you. What did they want? Oh, we're going to put it in the undesirables, in the criminals. They got online. We're just going to, oh, little cyanide shot. You're done. That's it. Folks, I want to take this moment in time to thank one of my great sponsors. It's eCigarettesChoice.com, eCigarettesChoice.com. I'm watching the YouTube videos now that the Info Warrior has been reinstated. And I mean, it looks like this. It looks like an actual cigarette. You just take a little pull, boom, lights up on the end, but doesn't really light up. It just turns that color. You can smoke this inside. It's a great way to kick smoking. On top of kicking smoking, if you are a smoker, you don't want to go outside, you want that nicotine buzz inside of a bar or restaurant right here. It's the no muss, no fuss e-cigarette. eCigarettesChoice.com. That's eCigarettesChoice.com. All right. So on the other side, we're going to go heavy Obama Youth Corps. We're going to go to Eric, Ryan, Ann, and Brandon. And I want people to understand that this is serious stuff. Serious stuff. Like I said, we'll play the Hersh stuff too, but it's serious when people are going, yeah, I'm part of City Year. I am change. They're picking up the slogans and catchphrases of a cult phenomenon known as Barack Obama. He's a rock star. He's an image. He's a Coke product. He's the new Pepsi, for God's sake. Literally, the new Pepsi logo. They admit it. I mean, they put the hope and change in the logo for you with the colors. It's not even... It's super slick for your kids, and it's getting slicker with the fascist city year group. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Remember, they don't want to sell you anything unless they say it's a positive message. It's going to enhance your life. It's going to make things better. And that's what package tyranny comes in. Nice little package with a bow and a ribbon, and we're going to help the world, and we're going to save humanity, and we're doing the right thing. That's what Hitler said. We're going to raise up Germany. Yeah, Siegel! Siegel! And millions did it. Nazi youth corps all over the place. Wehrmacht ready to go. Really, enslavement on another level. And people love these cults of personality. So I want to play this CityCorps ad. And, you know, everybody should give a year to CityCorps. And it's just, they're targeting your elementary kids, your middle school kids, your high school kids, your college students, and your young people. Okay, hit the clip.
Step on into my world. One, two, three, five, oh. Step on into my world.
If you want a job where every day you go there it's the same and you always know what to expect, then City Year is not for you. Because when you're working with 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, no day is ever the same.
I think every high school senior, every college graduate should do a year of service, especially through City Year. City Year prepares you for the world.
For all you college students out there, I think, you know, especially college students of color, I think this is a great opportunity for you to get into City Year or an organization where you mentor and tutor kids in your community.
I highly encourage everybody to do City Year at least for 1 year, just to see how it is.
I have friends who work in the private sector, and I'm sure someday I will too, but I can't think of any greater responsibility than helping people get their lives going again.
If you join City Year, you're going to feel great about being a part of the Red Jackets in our communities.
For me, the Red Jacket is about shedding our personal skins and taking on a universal skin.
Oh.
It's about creating one world, and your work is going to be powerful.
As a parent, I would really appeal to you moms and dads to really consider this program and to see what City Year can do for your son or daughter and how it can truly help them grow as an individual.
I know that there are a lot of empowered youth out there, and I've met many of them myself, so I would like to extend an open invitation to join City Year.
I would say that it's an experience that you can't really describe, but one that you will never forget.
Join the Red Jackets. Yeah. I mean, literally, we joke about the Redcoats. They're here. The Redcoats aren't coming. They're here. This is the Give Act. And at the end, they threw in the little militarization. Yeah! Oh! I mean.
Are they doing basketball calisthenics?
Yeah, calisthenics, basketball. You see the little kid with the bat, with a tooth missing too? Oh, cute babies are a part of AmeriCorps! I'm in! And I couldn't, listen, they literally, you know, I said it before, but they are targeting minority groups, and they literally say, especially if you're a person of color. Folks, this is out of control, brainwashing on another level. I know I'm talking slow, but it is very scarifying for me when I see a whole bunch of peoples doing ridiculous things to be part of a group mentality. And when that girl says this is about losing her individual skin and becoming one world, they're bringing in, and it's an important work that's straight out of globalist tactics to bring about world governance. Here it is. It's here with a big smile and a red jacket, and they keep the fascist colors. Red, white, and black. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. I think we're on Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Jason. I'm hyperventilating after listening to that. Wow, the Redcoats, huh?
Yeah. Did you see it on the PrisonPlanet.tv by chance?
Yeah, I saw it. It was sounded like a car commercial.
Yeah, well, they're all over all the right. place now, and now they're going to be on your television. They literally started launching these commercials this week. And putting them on the internet. We played the 1 minute one where they're playing the drums and they show you Mother Teresa and they show you Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. and JFK. Basically all these great people. And then they associate the I Am Change slogan with a bunch of kids wearing a Stasi outfit. Go ahead, Eric.
I gotta say, when I first heard Barack Obama speak, I liked him. I was like, wow, this guy, you know, he obviously sounds like he cares, you know, because you don't usually hear these guys sound like they really care. Mm-hmm. But now, like, I am realizing Barack Obama is literally our worst nightmare. But the good news is that, you know, the conservatives hate the liberals and the liberals hate the conservatives. And for some reason, that seems to be working for this whole awakening process. But I don't want to digress from that. I want to talk about the Cyberbullying Act.
Yeah.
They want to make an amendment to Title 18 of the U.S. Code, Part 1, Chapter 41. okay?
Okay.
That's extortions and threats. They want to add on 881. It goes up to 880 now, and this is 881. It's a cyberbullying act. If you want to see all of the, like, federal crimes codes, it's Title 18. You just type that in. It's all there. Arson, coins, civil rights, all that stuff, man. Just go read Title 18.
And now cyberbullying is going to become a part of Title 18 because Hannah Montana might be a little offended by what you typed to her.
Right. You see, and that's another thing. Like, you were talking earlier about how soft the kids are becoming, how, you know, like, they don't think for themselves. You know what is honestly the solution, Jason, and you're really into this? It's, you know how you like watching mixed martial arts?
I do.
You know.
Looking forward to this weekend. Kid, oh, to martial arts? That's actually a good idea. You know what? That's a great idea. Send your kids to, listen, they'll learn discipline. They'll stay physically fit. And they will learn a martial art so they have self-defense. It's really a win-win. Don't send your kid to AmeriCorps. Buck up and send them to a martial arts class. I agree.
Yeah, and honestly, martial arts has a hero. And you know who he is. His name is Fedor Emelianenko, man. That guy's making a lot of...
I love Fedor.
He's incredible. Did you see his... All right, you got to watch his seminar DVD. I've seen it.
I've watched it all, man. I know all about it. Him and Baby Fedor, and they're running through, and they're doing the pull-ups, and he's got the sledgehammer on the tire. The whole training camp, man. No, he's crazy. I mean, if people don't know who Fedor Emelianenko, and he is literally 1 in 6 billion, and probably... Well, he's the baddest man on the planet. Eric, I'm with you there. And that's a great idea. Send your kids to martial arts. They learn discipline. They stay fit. They're not being brainwashed into a system of groupthink. I think, you know what? Great caller. Thank you so much, Eric. I'm going to jump to Ryan in New Hampshire. Ryan, you're online.
Good evening, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
It's good to see you out there doing something about it. I just wanted to start off by commending the effort that you and Alex put into this, because I know that you guys are out there really, really trying to do something. And I know at the same time you guys... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. And I know you probably hear it all the time, but I wanted to say that as sort of a prelude to what I was about to say for everybody listening, that just listening to you and just listening to Alex, although it is good, is not good enough. And it's important for people to understand that they can do something and that it is possible for them themselves to even, get a radio show, get a TV show, go talk to your mayor and board of aldermen, go talk to your councilmen, go talk to your selectmen, go talk to your representatives, go talk to your senators. I mean, it is possible for people to affect the same exact change that you guys are putting out there. And I just wanted to make everybody notice that. And
it's also, not only possible, man, it's probable once you take the will to do so. Once you stop being a couch potato cowboy or an armchair quarterback or a keyboard tough guy. You know, some people do, you know, spend time cyberbullying out there. I don't think they should be prosecuted for it, or you should be crying about it. But people will sit there and flame on a message board about some, you know, radio comment that I make that's, you know, one minute out of a 3-hour show and obsess over it when, like you said, they could be out there with a petition. They could be informing the populace that there's fluoride in their water. They could have their own radio show. They could be filming, you know, just little video blogs to put onto YouTube. It doesn't have to be an entire movie. If they want to make a movie, great. I mean, there's a million things you can do out there. You can run for office. You can become that city councilman. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say, I mean, I live in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's, believe it or not, out here in New Hampshire, it's not really talked about that much, but there is a lot of intelligent people that are actually really, really awake. And I've noticed since I got into this whole thing a few years ago, I was actually responsible for waking up a lot of people about 9/11 around me. And I noticed that after a while, once you get the right people to buy into your message, that's really all it takes. And I'm on good terms with all the guys in politics in Manchester. And although I understand that they buy into the Republican Democrat thing, but I've noticed that 9 times out of 10, even the guys on the local level, they know what they're involved in. And they understand 9/11. I mean, my mayor here in Manchester, he understands what happened on 9/11. I mean, he told me right to my face that he can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. And it gets really frustrating for me. Because I feel like everybody is subverted by seeing other people fight against it, that they feel like it's already being taken care of. So that's why I wanted to call in and let everybody know out there.
Well, we're a far, 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 far cry from victory, my friend, and I'm going to need hundreds, thousands, millions to step up to the plate and try to knock one out of the park with the rest of us if we want to take this country back and restore our Constitution and Bill of Rights. Seymour Hersh coming up on the other side. I guess we'll play it. It's a little bit of a long clip, but it's definitely worthy. It's the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
All right, on the flip side, we're going to go to Ann, Brandon, Antonio, Gabriel, and others. The call line is 866-582-1037. 9933, but I really want to get this Cy Hirsch clip out to the masses. Hit it.
Spoken about a death or an assassination squad that Cheney ran, and you've talked about this before, but what link, if any, was there between this squad and Hariri's murder?
What I've written, and I've written it more than once, is that there's a special unit that does high-value targeting, HVT, I don't think mostly men, not women, that we believe that are known to be directly involved in anti-American activities or believed to be planning in such activities, which is, you know, it's a hard thing to start killing people or want to assassinate people or kill them because they are believed to be planning something. And in the American view, the Bush-Cheney view, this isn't murder. This is carrying out the war on terror. And in the view of me and my friends, including people inside the government, this is crazy. This is absolutely a violation of the president is committing a crime. About Hariri, what I've always maintained, I was in the position of actually seeing President Bashar Assad on the day Hariri was killed in February 2005. I was interviewing that day. And to me, it seemed clear to me that he knew nothing about it, but I never wrote about even the fact I was there, because I had no basis, no empirical basis, no factual basis for knowing whether he was involved or not, and I never did. And I decided to wait for the investigations. And the investigations have come up basically with null. They basically say there's no concrete evidence suggesting that Syria did it. And despite the fact that one of the earlier investigators speculated that they did, he didn't know.
You seem to have a working relationship with Bashar al-Assad. How close do you think Syrians and the Israelis were to achieving a peace deal before the Gaza war broke out?
Oh, I think closer than it is now, that's for sure. I think they had agreement on most of the modalities. I think the agreement, look, it's always the last, you know, in any agreement. If you remember in the 2000 when they came close to an agreement, it was about 100 meters or so of to the water, to the Sea of Galilee. So it was very close, but of course the last inch is always the hardest one. But I think things are really going along very well, which makes the Israeli attack all the more upsetting. If you remember, Erdogan got very angry, and at Davos even got into an argument with Peres and walked out. And the reason he was so angry is that Olmert, the Prime Minister of Israel, had been, the discussions were, as I'm told, much deeper, much more, and there was even very almost direct discussions between Olmert and Bashar Assad, who speak good English. There was they were all on the phone, the same phone together. So there was contact before, and even
they did speak directly.
Well, I don't know. I just know that they were both on a phone with on the same phone line, but they probably spoke through a third party. I just don't know. But, you know, they both understand English very well. Bashar was educated in the United States, and Olmert obviously does. These conversations took place within a week of the bombing of Gaza. And so there was enormous rage. The Turks were very upset by Olmert because of he obviously knew about the bombing.
All right, so it looks like, you know, some of these articles just kind of put Benazir Bhutto into them. It doesn't appear, at least in those clips, that he even talked about that. He just talked about the Cheney assassination squad. So, you know, if there's an extended clip out there, that's the one that's on the internet. That's the one Raw Story's covering. That's the one that I have posted over at theinfowarrior.com. So if anybody has any other legitimate, you know, news on that, they have more video, they have them actually talking about Bhutto, we'd love to see it. Send it over to aaron@infowars.com or robd@infowars.com. Brazil and China plan to axe dollar. Brazil and China will work towards using their own currencies in trade transactions rather than the U.S. dollar, according to Brazil's central bank and aides to Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Brazil's president. The move follows recent Chinese challenges to the status of the dollar as the world's leading international currency. Oh, so the dollar is going to be dropped as the world reserve currency. The global currency, the SDR units, will probably become the world currency, although they kind of are now. And globalization will further continue. Your phone calls after this, 866-582-9933, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
I take your call, so we're just going to run right down the line. Let's go to Ann in Georgia. Ann, you're on the line.
Hi. I have a question. I have two questions, please.
Okay.
Okay, my first one is my husband's starting a new business, mm-hmm. and he's really worried now about the whole bank situation.
Mm-hmm.
So he's wondering, should he just keep it underground or continue on through the bank?
Well, what do you mean? Are you looking to take a loan from the banks, or you're saying you want, what are you going to take a loan from a loan shark?
No, he's putting the money in the bank.
Oh, well, I wouldn't keep too much of your savings in the bank. I mean, obviously it's a business and you have to have some money, but I would always hedge your bets. In other words, on top of maybe getting some silver and gold, you know, is that will retain its value no matter what happens to the dollar. I'd also keep some cash on hand. But, I mean, I have a bank account. I try not to keep too much money in it, but I need it to cash checks and to, you know, transfer money. I would just keep the majority out of the bank and just be honest in your accounting, or the feds will come after you. I mean, the IRS are the attack dogs. So I wouldn't say completely stay out of the bank, but stay out as much as possible. I wouldn't keep more than, you know, a grand or so in there.
Okay, my second is you might laugh, but I've put seriously thought into it, and I've done a lot of research on it.
Mm-hmm.
With everything and excuse me, all the evidence that has piled up against the people that have done these incredible, just ridiculous things out there,
mm-hmm.
why is it that we the people cannot start a petition or something to the high courts to bring in these individuals from the Congress?
Well, the thing is that the high courts are just bought, sold, and paid for by the special interests out there, the real masters, the corporate controllers. And for instance, I mean, all right, let's look at, let's use Barack Obama as an example. You know, he acts like he wants to be the people's president. He's got the websites. He's got the MySpace, the Facebook. Now, remember he had that website asking what the American people wanted to be the number one priority, and people would go in and vote, right? Well, the top of that was a new investigation into 9/11. In fact, the top three were new investigations into 9/11 in some form or another. They just banned it. And that's exactly... Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's not only about just getting up there and winning. It's about showing the world these are the facts.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Instead of just talking, if you brought out facts mm-hmm. in front of the entire world in a paper against Congress,
mm-hmm.
people would start to think, maybe you're not such a crackhead.
Yeah, no, I hear you there. But again, all right, for instance, let's take Dennis Kucinich as an example. This guy is a congressman. He's elected. He's somewhat known. He's run for president twice. You know who Kucinich is? No? Don't know who Dennis is? All right, well, if you saw his face, maybe you would recognize him. Dennis Kucinich impeached both Cheney and Bush on the House floor. Let me repeat that. He impeached Cheney and Bush. The media just didn't cover it. I put it in my film Fabled Enemies. He put up against the Bush administration 33 articles of impeachment, the last three having to do with 9/11. It was just a complete media blackout, and he's continued to be laughed at. I hate to tell you this, but the people at the top, they all work together. They go to the same clubs. And all right, let's, you know what? I've got in front of me the 2009 Bilderberg attendance list. All right, people that are there, the Queen of Spain, the Queen of the Netherlands, Belgium Prince, let's see, Vice President of the European Commission, CEO of Deutsche Bank. Then you have the military arm. Let's see, we have Keith B. Alexander. He's a Lieutenant General, U.S. Army. Let's see, economists, historians, members of the media, Bank Financial Group. Let's see, United Technologies. So they have it all covered. Economists, governors of Italy, CEO of Airbus, all the transportation stuff. I mean, they all work together. All the main arms go in and they decide what they're going to promote, what the agenda is, and what they're going to be held accountable for. And at some level, they don't want to destroy the card game. They'll run each other in for minor offenses, and they'll have show trials. But as soon as the game is in question, they will not let it go to that level. It's outside of the high courts, in my opinion. I thank you for the call, Ann. Let's go to Brandon in Pennsylvania. Brandon, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I don't know if you're familiar with us, but I'm one of the administrators on neithercorp.us.
I am not.
Okay. We had helped to break the FEMA coffin story, and Alex picked up our article,
mm-hmm.
and then it went viral from there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just speaking on the subject of the collectivist mentality that's being promoted by Obama and Sidier. We actually just released a film series, or the first episode of a film series called Sons of Darkness, Sons of Light,
mm-hmm.
on our website that deals directly with collectivism and the psychology behind it.
Cool.
Okay. Also, have you guys looked into Vantage Corporation, which is the other coffin-making company?
Can't say that I have.
Okay. I've been hearing a lot of talk about that Vantage, the coffins in Georgia are Vantage, and that we shouldn't have to worry about the ones in the field, and you know, they're not
Was that done by like that that radio network there? They went and they interviewed that older gentleman that worked for them?
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that. And if you actually look into Vantage, the background of Vantage, it's a very suspicious company. The building that they operate out of was previously owned by Hercules Inc., which was their research and development lab. Mm-hmm. And they had lots of contracts with the DOD. Vantage is owned by a company called Rowan Technologies, mm-hmm. which has contracts with the DOD. One of their main products is industrial grade furnaces. And if you know, like Alex usually says, there's always an occult sort of background to these companies, and there's always something sort of there. Mm-hmm. If you look up Rowan, Rowan comes from Rowan Tree, which is a very important occult symbol. And if you go to their website, there's a pyramid with a little orb that looks like a sun behind it. You know, just a little side note there. But we would really like to get your opinion on our film series that's coming out. And I think Alex what might be interested in seeing it, because we tackle Peter Joseph and his sort of comments that he made during that interview with AJ.
All right. Well, yeah, send me the links. I'll go check it out. I appreciate the call, Brandon. Let's go to Antonio in Florida. Antonio, you're online. Yes, sir. We drop him. Gabriel, New York. Gabriel? Anybody? Bueller?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I'd just like to make a couple references to the Obama Youth Corps. I noticed, have you ever heard of the film called The Wave?
It's not that cartoon people have been sending me, is it?
No, it's not. I don't know if it's a cartoon, but there was a film I saw in high school in special education which explained the question, how did Nazis become a cult of personality?
Mm-hmm.
So a teacher experimented on a classroom to see if he could put that collective spirit within those students, and they eventually became a gang of uniform-wearing troops mm-hmm. who weren't even thinking anymore on their own. They had to think in terms of the wave. It got to the point where students were attacking each other. And this is actually based on a actual event that really happened in the 1960s.
And well, you know what? There's a guy out there. I can't remember what his name is, but he put these students in a situation where some were prisoners and some were guards. And literally within days, you know, their old identities had been really shed and shattered. And the prisoners started acting like prisoners, and the guards started acting like street thugs and abusing the prisoners. And you know, it doesn't take that much to get people into a groupthink scenario if you give them authoritative power.
Yes,
and a nice
exactly,
little uniform.
That's what you see in the film. What the teacher's doing is he was asked a question. He did not answer, so he read up on the Third Reich. He then implemented the psychology that Hitler put in place, the cult of personality. And towards the end of the film, what you learn is the teacher teaches the students that their leader was actually Adolf Hitler, and they would have made perfect Nazis had they not thought for a minute what they were doing. How far would they have gone? And those kids learned a valuable lesson as a result.
Well, the problem is the majority of the populace right now, especially the youth, aren't thinking at all. I mean, they're tapping into their iPhones and their pop culture and ready to throw on a red fascist jacket for the youth corps because the television told them to do it. I thank you for the call, Gabriel. Let's jump to Julian in Washington. Julian, you're on the line.
How's it going, Jason?
Good, man.
First off, I want to say on behalf of Barack Obama and all the other fluoride heads out here, thanks for airing that City Year commercial. And I know I'm not joining it.
Yeah, well, anyway, you know what? You could shed your individual skin and really birth your universal skin to bring about one world. One peaceful world. Oh, it's so good.
It's one way to join the world.
The Obama world. It's going to be so good, sir. Go ahead.
Anyway, the main reason I was calling, I was wondering if you had a chance to look at this supplemental appropriation to 2009.
I have not. Enlighten me.
It already passed the House last week. It was introduced Tuesday, but past Thursday, and pretty much it's a $94 billion supplemental funds to fund.
Oh, it looks like we just dropped them. I'm going to guess that it's $94 billion more for the bailout. If that is the case, we did report on it before it went to the House and passed, but I figured that was going to pass anyway. These criminals get what they want, and what they want is more. Let's go to Antonio in Florida. Antonio, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Hello? I hear a little bit, not a lot. Oh, is he? All right, well, then we're done with him. Look at him. All right, let me... let's go to Rita in Florida. Rita, you're online.
Rita in Illinois.
Okay, we'll take Rita in Illinois as well.
Who cares where I am? But, it's quite interesting. The guy that called about the movie The Wave, it's on Google Video. You can go watch it. I just saw it last night. That's amazing. And it is pretty scary. And that's the 1980 version. And apparently there's a trailer out for a new movie coming out called The Wave, based on that same instance in 1967. And it's very creepy, comrade. So, and the movie you were talking about was the Stanford Prison Experiment.
Ah,
and,
that is exactly what I was talking about.
That is.
Yes.
And
that's
the
creepy.
Is what did it.
Which doctor was it?
No, the costumes is what made them go crazy. The other one, there's another one. There's another video out there called Power of the Situation, which is the torture one. I can't think of his one right now. Power of the Situation includes both the one you were talking about, the Stanford Prison Experiment, and then there was another one where they get guys to torture people, and they found out that if they torture them, it was a phone call they got and says, well, it must be done for the experiment, but they weren't really torturing this guy. Oh, what was that one? I can't think of that one right now. But if you just look up The Power of the Situation, that will include both of those. The Wave is on Google Video. Download it today and check it out. There is a 2009 trailer coming up. Someone else is doing this movie, and for 2009, there's a trailer for it, but you can still see the 1980 version right now.
All right, sounds good. Anything else, Rita?
There was something else, and now I can't think of it. Oh, yeah. How can you guys don't just keep pushing? You know, there's one thing. Why not just, if everybody in unison, where's your birth certificate? Where's your birth certificate? Because then everything he's done is null and void, and just make that like a Chinese water torture, that one drop of water. Where's his birth certificate? You know, yeah, I'm sure all these things you're doing are great.
Yeah, you know, I hear you, but why harp on that when we know that nothing's going to be done about it? That's the thing.
Well, very hard question for me to answer. Have you heard that there's a big reward if he gives his birth certificate?
I've seen all the publicity stunts. I'm not going to be shocked when they say that he was born in Kenya. His grandmother said it. You know, I won't be shocked. I think it's a real issue. Don't get me wrong.
We don't care. The point is, then you're not qualified. Sorry, everything you did is null and void.
I agree. I just don't think we're ever going to see the light of that document, no matter what. Unless for some reason they want to burn him.
It's a personal question.
I'm just saying, we'll see that document when he does something against the power elite, when he stands up for the people.
One more thing, that's fine. I just saw the We Are Changed. Did Joe Biden, did you saw that one, right?
Yes, we reported on it yesterday. We didn't play it, but basically they asked him about the...
You notice how he smirked when they asked for the restoration of the rule of law, and then he started smirking?
No, he's a total CFR globalist and admitted Zionist. This is funny for him. He's been around forever.
Well,
I'm
sure
sitting
it is.
There, you know.
Why not add a laugh?
He's like, I'm the vice president now. There's nothing you can do. I'm not a small time senator gangster anymore, baby. I'm top of the food chain, top of the world.
Yeah, you can trust us.
Yeah, you can touch Joey B.
Well, why not add laugh tracks to these? When they get them and they give their stupid answer, like, yeah, you could trust us. Have a bunch of like hyena laugh tracks, you know, like when he gives those answers, when they show the video on YouTube, add laugh tracks to it.
Well, download it and do it yourself. It's easier than you think, Rita.
I thank you
for the call. Good thing. All right, let's go to Organo in Pennsylvania. Organo, you're on the air.
No, that's Organo, because I think the guys in work caught me eating organic food, and that's my new nickname, you know.
Oh, God forbid you eat food that's healthy for you and it has vitamins and minerals and it has some flavor and taste. No, that's bad news, Brown, sir. You shouldn't be doing that. In fact, you may be offending, what's her name, Miley Cyrus right now on the internet. Cut it out. Go ahead.
I got to lose like 20 pounds myself.
Well, I can't call you fat because that could be cyberbullying. This is being broadcast. I could be brought up on charges. Not that I would know, but, you know, fat could be hurtful and really cause some problems down the line. So we should just ban it as hate speech, Organo.
Hey, you know what Rita guy, that last guy was talking about? I don't think Joe Biden was smirking. Mm-hmm. I think he actually looked like, oh my God, you know, like, you know, somebody.
He was just shocked to be, he was just shocked to be confronted. He's been confronted a lot about it. You'd think it'd be second nature. Luke Radowski's got him a couple times. Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth have got him. And now we have this video. And Biden, by the way, is very well aware of some of these issues. He was one of the few senators, the few people, in fact, that actually went to the Able Danger hearings that were set up by Arlen Specter. So he's a guy who's in the know. I mean, he's a top-level gangster. That's why he's sitting pretty as a VP right now.
They ain't sitting pretty. Their heads are on the chopping block, brother.
Well, I hope you're right.
I called Alex like 4 years ago, and I said about... They picked the Patriot Act where they could hang us for treason, and I called him and I said they should be hung for treason. He hollered at me because I called in Alex for years now.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you can't say that. Within a year, everybody's saying that. They had to be put on trial and whatever the treason is, sent them to a deserted island or whatever, you know?
Well, my solution, I think, is a little more humane and a little bit more TV friendly. I say that we try all these people and then we put them into their own general population prisons and we create reality shows based on those prisons. We'll send Dick Cheney to a hard-hitting one in California and George W. Bush can go to Rikers Island. What do you think? Can you imagine W and Rikers together again for the very first time, 24/7, 365 on your television? It's a dream come true for the Info Warrior folks. Back after this, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Thank you.
I'm going to be adding some new tracks soon. A couple of the tracks that I added just didn't make it on the list, and they play that outside song twice a show. They must have double booked it in the little programmy McProgram there. But hopefully some more Immortal Technique. We're definitely going to have some Head PE coming into the mix, some Pennywise, some Bad Religion, some Authority Zero. I get a lot of requests. Oh, tell me this song, and what's the song, and give me a list of the songs that are on there. Basically, folks, it's System of a Down, Scars on Broadway, Serj Tankian, Immortal Technique, Green Day, Nirvana, Tool. Let's see, I got the Flobots in there, Dropkick Murphys, we're heavy on them, Flogging Molly, and some other ones. I'm thinking about bringing some old school Korn into the mix, too. No, there's no Celine Dion. No. That's just your dreams. That's you. All right, let's continue to your calls. Who are we up to? Paul in North Dakota. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Jason. This is Paul calling North Dakota. One thing I was looking at today is 1,300 girls harmed by the HPV vaccines in the UK. Bizarre side effects like paralysis and epilepsy. Just unbelievable.
So they're admitting to 1,300? Who is this according to?
This is actually coming off of naturalnews.com. I'm not sure where their source came from. Let's see here. From DailyMail.uk.
No, the Daily Mail is a big paper. We use them all the time. See if we can pull that up, Paul. 1,300 HPV Daily Mail. That's incredible. I mean, the real issue here is they hype it up, and they're still hyping it up, that this is going to protect your young girls from cancer, and they're going to get cervical cancer, and they don't want HPV anyway. They don't explain to you that HPV is really no big deal. I mean, it clears itself up in most cases, and it's not life-threatening in any way, shape, or form. Yet this can paralyze you. I mean, not only paralyze you, but it could kill you. It could kill you. I think I'd rather be dead than paralyzed, but just insanity. Go ahead.
No kidding, Jason. Yeah, it says here the government's plan is to have all girls under the age of 18 vaccinated by 2011. And I just wanted to say here in Fargo where I'm at, it was a beautiful day today. It was a beautiful day. Halfway through the day, the chemtrails just started taking over the sky and all kinds of different new bizarre clouds that weren't there before. And whenever I talk to anybody about it, they're just like, oh, you know, that it's just a foreign concept. But
Sir, it's the plane foam. We love the plane foam. The plane foam is here to hug and kiss and bring us unicorns, fairy tales, and rainbows. Stop hating on the plane foam. I've literally had people call it the plane foam. And they don't know what it is, and they're like ready to go to happy hour in moments. I mean, just totally and completely brain dead, have no idea what's going on in the world around them. Very content to just wallow in, self-ignorance. Go ahead.
Question for you. I don't know if you know or not, but what is it, you know, because I see a lot of planes that are not doing that also, and then other ones where it dissipates rather quickly. So
yeah, some of them are old school contrails and that have been around forever that add moisture to the air and sometimes seed clouds. And the other ones are chemtrails, where they find barium, aluminum oxide, and other things. It's a NASA program. They literally had their coming out party a couple months ago where, you know, headlines said that they would block the sun rays with pollutants in the upper atmosphere. Little do they tell you, they've already been doing it for some time. I thank you for the call, Paul. We're going to go to Christine, Steve, Anti-Federalist, and more. On the other side, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Disappointed, going crazy.
All right, folks, we are back. And we did find this article. It's up at Prison Planet, actually. And here's the source. Concerns over safety of cervical cancer vaccine after 1,300 girls experience adverse side effects. More than 1,300 schoolgirls have experienced adverse reactions to the controversial cervical cancer jab. Doctors have reported that girls aged just, 12 to 13, 12 and 13-year-olds. Folks, if you're giving your preteen or young teenager this vaccination, you seriously need to reevaluate your thinking process. And a lot of you are just, let's be honest, you're just ignorant. You don't understand that this is bad news, Brown. The money they have behind this, the propaganda campaigns, the culture that breeds the ignorance are the reasons that you're giving this to your daughter. The fear that she's going to die of cervical cancer. They've suffered paralysis, convulsions, and sight problems after being given the vaccine. Dozens were described as having pain in extremity, while others suffered from nausea, muscle weakness, fever, dizziness, and numbness. The vaccine is being given to girls under a government program. Oh, a government program, but they love us. To prevent women from developing cervical cancer, ministers say it will ultimately save 700 lives this year. Did you just hear that? Did you hear that? For the 1,300 girls that got injured from the vaccination, many of whom are now unable to use their legs because they're paralyzed, are having convulsions, can't see, muscle weakness, extreme pain, they save 700 lives. And that's a joke. They didn't save 700 lives. That's a bad joke. What they did is they got 1,300 girls extremely sick. They saved a 0.0 lives. Even if you take them at their numbers, are the lives they save worth the lives they've literally ruined? Young girls. These are girls. These are girls that aren't even through middle school yet. They don't have licenses yet. They got a whole world ahead of them. They're destroying young people's lives, and they're saying they're saving old people's lives. But they're not saving any lives. It's bull. It's Johnny nonsense. But every, Tom, Dick, and Harry out there that has no idea what's going on, he made that article up. The HPV vaccine going to keep my baby girl from getting the cancer. Some have dubbed it the promiscuity jab because it's given to girls to protect against sexually transmitted HPV virus, which causes 70% of cervical tumors. Come on. Again, an inflated number. They're inflating numbers because, you're going to get a cancerous tumor. HPV, not that big of a deal. Last night, campaigners called the vaccination campaign to be suspended in light of the published side effects. You think they should have stopped it? You think? Government health experts insisted that the cervix vaccine was safe and that the total of 1,340 reports was to be expected when it was given to 700,000 girls. It's probably a much higher rate. But even, if you take that number at its word, one out of like 650 girls, one out of 660, When you're saving one out of 1,200, I mean, it's ridiculous. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing.
financing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats? Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Several cases of paralysis. One had Bell's palsy, which paralyzes the face. One had hemipharis, which paralyzes or severely weakens half the body. Can you imagine half your body is paralyzed? What a nightmare. A serious nightmare. Two experienced hypoesthesia, in which the sufferer loses much of the sense of touch. And one had Guillain-Barré syndrome, which paralyzes the legs. How about count me out for all that? What if it was just my face? Then I couldn't spew my Johnny nonsense on the air and have a radio career. If I didn't have the legs, how would I be able to walk out of here? I'd be a very bitter guy without my legs. I'll tell you that right now. Or half of my body paralyzed. So go ahead, take the HPV vaccine. All's great. Give it to your kids. You know, they only have their whole lives ahead of them if you don't give it to them. All right, let's go to Steve in New York. Steve, you're on the line, sir.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
All right, man, what's up?
I was calling in, actually, to talk about the city year. I was going to tell you you were basically not telling the truth about it, and then I went to the website because I ended up helping out a couple years ago, city year, build a, whatchamacallit,
a home? A rec center?
It was a rec center.
Yeah.
And I went to the website, and then you realize it's totally federal. It's centrally organized.
Yeah, no, they changed it, dude. Listen, AmeriCorps is the one that got all the funding through the Give Act. Okay,
yeah.
Right? Now, through AmeriCorps, they're building up this. I'm sure City Year initially is a good program. They make it out to look like it's a good program. All right. They listen, I'm all for helping inner city youth. I'm all for volunteering time. But when they make it about a uniform, they have a mass movement. They're making it a holiday on 9/11 for National Civil Service. And City Year is going to be their main AmeriCorps group. This is indoctrinating the youth. This is training them to have this identity for one worldism. Okay, you listen to the girl. The girl talks about it. She's shedding her individual skin, and she's adopting her universal skin for a one world, better world. And right. The problem is they're going to get these guys in, and it's going to start out really good. Soup kitchens. They're going to clean up neighborhoods. Rec centers are great. You know, hey, there's nothing wrong with teenage kids playing basketball and pool. Yeah, that's good stuff. You know what I mean? But then it's going to change. It's going to turn into this UK-style snooping society where they're pledging with the police officers and they're reporting on terror and they're integrated with side programs, much like the Boy Scouts is being with the Explorers program. You know, if people want to give a year of service, you know, you can do that in your individual personal life. You can become a big brother, big sister program. You know, you can do that sort of thing. And they're just hijacking it, man. I'm just letting you know you're going to see, this is going to be the next, you're going to see these people on the streets. It's not going to be like in a localized community and you see one or two people with the jackets on and you can point to them and say, hey, you know, he's really helping my kid out or my nephew or my niece. And, you know, I hope that they're part of that program. No, it's going to be a lot of people. They're trying to make this the main identity of the youth. Go ahead.
Yeah, I basically wanted to say that. And then I wanted to tell everybody, I was reading this book. It's an online book. You can find it online. And it's called The Art of Mimetics. It's written by a guy named Wes Unruh. And basically, it's a thick text. It's not a long book, but it's pretty thick. Like, you have to basically research a lot of the stuff that they talk about. But it talks about... and the reason why I bring this up is because the way Alex, like, I've been a big fan of Alex Jones and what you guys have been doing for a long time. I've delivered some DVDs of Endgame all over my apartment building. Like, everybody's gotten one.
Killer.
Great movie, by the way. In this particular case, it sort of talks about how certain people see certain things due to the way they are sort of, like, enveloped by the idea. It sees ideas...
Presentation is everything. It's Bernays. You know, it's just like you see the, all right, for instance, the one guy sitting there and he's like, especially if you're someone of color, you know, they mention it, you know, they're shooting you this young, hip youth, this now, you know, idea. And again, they're really playing off like the popularity of these dance movies. You know, they're playing the drums in the one and people are dancing and it's kind of like Step It Up. Yes, they're trying to appeal to what pop culture has taught people what is cool. You know what I mean? And they're playing off that.
The way the book sort of like places it is, or like formalizes it, is that the idea itself is personified. So it's about how the evolution of this particular idea goes from one group to another, and how it expands from, you know, the niche group to basically the whole population.
Well, let me give you an example. Yeah. You know, Bernays talked about how he was able to get women to smoke because it was very taboo. And he made sure that there was this big media event. He talks about it being at a big parade. And they hired a bunch of women to go down and smoke, and then they had the media go report on it. Oh, look how chic they are. And literally, they were able to double their smoking audience because they got women to smoke in less than a year. And Bernays is just sitting there gloating how proud he was of it.
Right. And he was hooked up with, you know, his brother was, Freud, and and like was able to sell his book here in the States and create a new form of a religion. What do you think of Adam Curtis and his movies? Have you seen any of his?
What's he done?
He's a British director. He does a couple movies for the BBC, but there's one called The Power of Nightmares, which specifically...
Oh, I've seen The Power of Nightmares. No, I've seen The Power of Nightmares. It's a three-part series. It's actually rather excellent. It really breaks down where Al-Qaeda comes from, what the term is, the Muslim Brotherhood, the funding.
You know what?
Yeah.
Power of Nightmares, I don't think was the right one. It was called The Power of something. Hold on a second. Let me get the names. But anyway, he recently came out with a most recent film about the economy... or specifically what happened after World War II what happened in Germany after World War II and how England picked up on a lot of the same sort of memes, I guess, a lot of the same patterns. When Thatcher came in, she started trying to rule the country in, in a very similar way to the way Hitler ruled the country, and how the economic crisis was, like, everything that's happening now, we seem to be, like playing the same story all over again.
Yeah, repeating history as they destabilize certain parts of the world to create other amalgamated forces. In other words, trying to amalgamate Canada into the United States, into Mexico, into this North American Union. They have to gut our economies out first. I thank you for the call, my man. Let's go to Anti-Federalist in Georgia. Anti-Federalist, you're on the line.
Hey, I wanted to give a shout-out to Georgia. There seems to be a lot of people that call in, man, so I'm glad to know there's a lot of people awake out here.
Cool.
And also, I wanted to get specific real quick about the experiments people were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. The first one is the Zimbardo prison study, and there's plenty of information about that on the web. And also, the second one is the Stanley Milgram shock experiment.
Okay.
And on Pirate Bay, Mininova, or any of those torrent-type places, you can find the actual video footage of that, so I encourage people to go and watch that.
And what would I do to get that? Because that is something I'm interested in. What would I have to Google?
Just type in Stanley Milgram shock experiment. Actually, you can just go to Pirate Bay or Mininova, and you should be able to find the torrent for it. Or I can just actually have a copy of it if you want. If you can't find it, I'll
Well, if you want to, you can go to my myspace.com/JasonBurmis or the InfoWarrior Show. And just send me the link to the torrent, and I'll definitely pick it up and check it out. Because I've watched the Stanford experiment one years and years and years ago, and it was very, very, very informative and just surprising. But it really shows you how the human psyche can be, you know, crushed and reshaped in this really ugly image of man with little to no effort. You know, it doesn't take much for us to get into that mindset where we can abuse other people, or we think we're above other people, or we're in this group mentality. It's kind of scary.
Absolutely. You know, and as well, it was actually the prison study had to be ended early. I think they were going to go somewhere around on the order of 2 weeks, and they ended it, I think, 5 to 7 days into it just because of the stress that it was causing to people, like you said.
Yeah, it was getting really intense. I mean, they were really doing that. I mean, it gets scary.
Right. And just one more quick thing, and I'll let you go. You mentioned earlier about cigarettes, and, you know, in the 1920s, they also gave women the right to vote, and that was one way of them of getting them to. It was through their power, their right, their newfound freedom to choose, that they could now choose to smoke, and that this was now socially acceptable, given this quote-unquote power, and it was just another, you know, just another way to use that. So,
well, you know, Rousseau talks about feminist movement being funded by the Rockefellers really just to create twice the tax money. They felt like there was a whole half of the population that they were not taxing yet, and they weren't getting revenue from, and it was women. So they start this women's lib movement. It's shocking, but true. It's unbelievable. Thank you for the call. Hey, I appreciate it, brother. The call line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Mark in Kansas. Mark, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello. Hey, Jason. It's an honor to finally talk to you.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, I called because we've been awakened for a couple of years now, and my first show was watching 9/11, The Rise of the Police State, and that was just very moving. Ever since then, my wife and I have just been all over, staying on top of everything, reading everything on InfoWars, watch as much as we can. Matter of fact, I just became a member on Prison Planet so I could watch.
Excellent.
But we've been hit pretty hard by them down here because I'm one of the thousands that are unemployed now.
Well, let's talk about that on the other side, Mark. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. The call in line is 866-582-9933. Back after this, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Give me the dust of my father.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
the Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 19, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $923.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $950.54, $475.27 for a half ounce, and $237.63 for a quarter ounce. That's $950.54, $475.27, and $237.63.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems? Or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
We are back. We're going to go back to Mark in Kansas in just a moment, but I got to pay the bills here too. So I'd like to thank my final sponsor of the day. Without them, this show would just not be possible. And I thank all my sponsors out there because, you know, that's why we have 3 hours of television and radio from 9 to midnight here Central Time. It's SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. You can give them a call at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. These are the real deal heirloom seeds, the ones that are actually full of nutritious and delicious. This is your non-GMO seed bank, you want a little victory garden, this is the way to get started. You want some storable foods just in case, this is another way to have a backup or insurance plan. It's survivalseedbank.com, 877-327-0365. All right, Mark, what else you got for me, my friend? Times are tough, I understand.
Yeah, actually, like I was saying, they're kind of hitting us hard. It's kind of interesting, the last week or so, ever since I became a Prison Planet member, I mean, it's probably totally coincidental, but our whole internet in this whole area, our provider has gone down a couple days in this past week where there's absolutely no internet anywhere in our town at all. So,
what do you got, like Comcast, something terrible?
We have, used to be owned by Sprint, and now it's called Embark.
Sounds low level, my friend. I got to tell you, although I don't like Time Warner and I don't like Ted Turner's face or AOL for that matter, Time Warner is the stuff. It's the stuff dreams are made of. You got some heavy hitters over there, some great bandwidth. And really, right here in Austin, I think we've got Time Warner, right? Pretty sure we got it in the office. It's not bad. And then even in New York. Yeah, that sucks. Third-party providers are always terrible. That is beat. I'm wondering what movies, you said you started out with Martial Law and 9/11. What movies have you downloaded now that you're a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber?
Well, that's been a problem. I can't seem to download any.
Not yet? Just because the internet's down?
I've tried. They keep popping up with some weird message saying, you know, about this player, but it doesn't ever give me any.
All right, this is what you want to do. I'll tell you what you want to do. Instead of just clicking on it and saying, because it's asking you what player to open in it, right? Right-click it, save target as, okay? You right-click the link, save target as, and then you'll be able to open it in Windows Media Player or QuickTime, depending if you get the MOV file or the WMV file. You get the WMV, it's going to play in Windows Media Player. There are some out there, some of the latest ones like Fabled Enemies, Obama Deception, that you can get in DivX, and those will play on certain DVD players. Those are obviously the most optimal ones. But just make sure when you're going to the download page, you right-click and you save target as, and that way you won't have that opening and you won't have to wait to watch it. What's happening probably is you're clicking on a player to play it. You click on that, and then it's a huge file. It's a 700 to 1.5 gig file, so it won't start for 20 to 30 minutes, and that's why you don't think it's actually happening. Right-click, save target as. Then 20 to 30 minutes later, you'll be able to watch the whole movie. No problem. No interruptions. I thank you for the call, Mark. I hope I was of service to you. Let's go to the other Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I actually wanted to make a comment. I wasn't going to call in tonight. I was going to kind of take the night off, so to speak, and just listen. But once you mentioned Head PE, I had to call in.
Okay.
I actually called in and told you about them I don't know, some months ago, like real near when your show first started. But I actually got cut off and ended up being too short of a call because we went through the break. But point is that, yeah, I actually was about a millimeter away from being kicked out of a Head PE show for handing out the Obama deception.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God. I wrote an article on my MySpace blog. I'm actually kind of surprised you, because you said, you know, you're like, you know, I'm sure you don't read everybody's everything, so in a way I'm not surprised.
No, you know what? I heard that Jared, the lead singer, is a big Obama supporter and just hasn't gotten past that blind spot yet. I've actually talked to him personally.
Yeah, yeah.
Over the summer.
As a matter of fact, he went as far as to say to me that, you know, by not supporting Obama being the first black president, that I'm causing much more harm than I could be doing good. And I mentioned We Are Change and that I was getting a chapter. That started in Oshkosh, and he seemed to not know really who We Are Change was and or be completely apathetic about it. I don't know if that's just because...
You know what? Jared's also into some of the extravagant stuff, too. You know, I mean, first of all, he's a rock star first and foremost, but he talks about things like Planet X and the reptile race, maybe even a little TVA fakery thrown in there, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the same time, he's also reaching youth. I really liked Stay Ready. I thought Renegade on the new album was pretty badass. It's a double album, and they are musically talented. Like I said, I'm not trying to preach to the choir. I'm trying to bring people in, but I do appreciate your concern. That is crazy, almost getting kicked out for handing out the Obama deception. Appreciate the call, Mark. We're going to go to Willow and more on the other side, 866-582-9933.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I should really hit on the microchip story that I covered in depth yesterday. Saudi Arabia tried to patent a chip out of Germany that had a cyanide drop in a GPS server so that they could basically drug and dose you to death whenever they felt like it. Verichip is now talking about receptors and sensors on their chips that will find out whether you're susceptible to a pandemic and decide what kind of antibiotics you need and the whole nine, really a nightmare scenario. And it's gotten even smaller. The size of a grain of rice wasn't big enough. It used to be 11 millimeters. They shaved 3 off that. It's down to 8. So the technology is here. They're openly talking about everybody taking one. They're openly talking about a world currency. And eventually they want that world currency to be biometrically implanted in your arm. Very scary, if not in your head. Even scarier. All right, let's go to Willow in North Carolina. Willow, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
I'm good. I have a question about the Codex Almentarius.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think that's something that will be in signed into law?
They're already implementing it. All right, by 2012, I don't know if all the nutrients are actually going to be out of our food, but they are working towards that. I mean, I know that's a very scary subject, and it's kind of like under the radar because you don't hear about it much, and a lot of people don't even understand what it is, but it's government regulation of all food and drink, basically everything that you will ingest. And it's scary to me when I read headlines about Australia now just having nothing but GMO food, and it's going to be mixed in with the real food, and no one's going to know. And if you want non-GMO food, well, you're going to have to pay extra for it. And then in this country, they have two separate bills in Congress right now where they're going to ban organic farming, making it even more difficult for small farmers to give us good food. So, yeah, I think it is something we need to worry about. I think it's something that we need to expose on a large level. Whether or not they'll get it all implemented over the next 3 years is another question. I think it's going to be awfully difficult. Remember, these guys are always behind on their plans because of people like Alex Jones and myself reporting on it and that small resistance, that small populace that keeps fighting. Go ahead.
Yes. And also, too, I would like to ask, I can't see the sun anymore. It's like a permanent haze all the time. It'll be clear on the other side, and all the way around the sun is just like there's like some powdery, puffy stuff. And I noticed on my pond there's white stuff floating on top, and my cats, they're losing their fur, and my horses, they're not acting right anymore. And the water.
Well, I would say this. I would check the water. You know, I would send if you're really serious about what's going on, take samples of your water, send them out to CaliforniaSkywatch.com. Rosalind Peterson is there, and she does a lot of great work. It sounds like chemtrails to me. I can't be sure because I don't have the stuff in front of me, and I'm not a scientist, but she really gets the stuff analyzed, and I'll bet dollars to donuts that you have heavy metals in your water, you have aluminum oxide, barium, and it probably is these disgusting little chemtrails that they openly talk about they're going to use to stop global warming, along with a carbon tax for all of us. It's very convenient. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Dustin in Ohio. Dustin, you're on the line.
Hey, Burmese, how's it going?
Good, man.
All right, a couple points here. Number one, I want to thank you guys. Actually, it was you on the Loose Change video when you guys first produced it and it first aired on YouTube, Google, and all the other sites.
Cool.
You know, 5-6 years ago, what woke me up was the point where the plane went into the side of the Pentagon. I went around telling people, you know, how you can't fit 150-foot wide plane into a 40-foot hole.
If it's even 40 feet, I would say that the main hole is somewhere between 16 and 20 feet, if that. And then you have this what looks like lower damage, but the plane's wingspan would be another 25 feet on each side, about 50 feet more, and then there's no marks from the tail section that seems to have magically disappeared, and there's no tail section on the lawn of the Pentagon either. It's very bizarre.
Right, and that doesn't have anything to do with conspiracy theory. That's simple physics for everybody out here that's listening to is on the fence. Anyway, the reason I called was the RFID chip. You mentioned it just a second ago. That's exactly why I called. Mm-hmm. I just came across it on rawstory.com, mm-hmm. or I believe that's where it's at. I don't know if you guys had it up. I hadn't had a chance to check it out, but the cyanide-laced or tipped RFID chip, just like Aaron Russo was saying, mm-hmm. 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's something we've talked about for years. I mean, I think that they were going to openly announce that they were going to try to patent one with cyanide? I did not think that. But they always do it from somebody who's already perceived in the U.S. mind or the U.K. mind as evil. See, it's all from Saudi. The evil Saudi Arabians are going to put cyanide in the chip, not the Americans. We love you. But just the idea that you could put a small amount of cyanide in a microscopic chip the size of a grain of rice that you can then trigger through GPS to kill a person is utterly nightmarish, and I don't understand why people can't see past that and get over the fact we shouldn't be chipping ourselves. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, just like with the gun, you know, the Second Amendment, you know, the right to carry guns.
Mm-hmm.
People have to understand it's not a privilege to carry a gun. It's a right. You know, we are supposed to carry guns to fight against an oppressive government. That's what the amendment is for. It's not so you can go hunt antelope. It's not so you can go shoot soda cans out of the backyard. It's to fight an oppressive government. These times like this right now, when Obama and his regime is taking $12.5 trillion, these are the times as to why the forefathers created the amendments for us to fight back and not sit here watching Roseanne Barr and Oprah Winfrey for 10 hours a day. People need to wake up before our time has passed. Because you can, once this spills out, you cannot put it back into the bottle. We can't do it. We have to fight now. You cannot wait. You know.
No, I agree. And, you know, with all these exercises and these DHS reports coming out, and now City Year emerging as this new AmeriCorps group, this new GiveAct group that they're really going to get behind to bring in the youth, and they're wearing fascist Nazi colors, red, white, and black. We better wake up, and we better wake up soon. Do not let your children enroll in this program. Like we said, we had somebody call in who served in City Year in AmeriCorps, and he had not seen the transformation from what it was to what it is in only a few months, and he had to admit, wow, this is very militaristic. You know, I wonder if he's the same guy that commented on the Infowarrior.com saying, no, the AmeriCorps is great. It's actually a good program. Well, you know, again, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I thank you for the call, Dustin. Let's go to Alex in North Carolina. Alex, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to raise a red flag here. There's this website called voteworldgovernment.org.
Okay.
And they're trying to implement the New World Order legally.
Okay. Is this the group of authors, like the 45 authors that have signed on to this thing? Is that them?
No, there's over like 9,000 people who have voted on it.
Oh, really? Well, what's yes. What's the website?
VoteWorldGovernment.org.
And who are some of the big proponents of this? In other words, the big signatures on there, the front page people.
I don't know, but they have a quote from Albert Einstein on the top of the website.
And what is that quote?
It's the quote was saying that the only way for world peace is for like a world government or something like that.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, you know what? They've been talking about this for years and years and years, and it will be the real, I guess, the crescendo for the new world order if they're able to actually achieve world government.
What they're actually saying is that they want to give the sovereignty of the nation states to the United Nations, and I replied with a video called United Nations A Look into the Future.
Yeah, that's it. That's produced by the John Birch Society, isn't it?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
It's actually a very good documentary.
Yeah, I replied to that on their global government summary.
Well, people need to check that out. They need to check out the case for global governance. I encourage them, obviously, to check out Endgame and hopefully my new film that I'm working on day in and day out. I was literally going through footage just before the show, Invisible Empire. People will see the Invisible Empire for the first time, hopefully December 24th. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Bill in Pennsylvania. Bill, you're on the line.
Jason,
yes, sir.
What's up? How you doing?
Good.
Good to hear from you that you got your channel back on with YouTube.
Woo!
Second off, I wanted to end up making a point with the chemtrails. I did a little bit of research, and there's a kind of coincidental thing between the swine flu, the fake hoax that's out there, and...
Sir, 100,000 people apparently have it in the United States. I haven't seen one, but 100,000.
Well, the swine flu, I mean, it could be just a normal flu, whatever they got out there. Needless to say, take a look into chemtrails. There or your plane clouds, plane fluff, whatever they call them. There's a chemical in there, the barium.
Yes.
Take a look at symptoms of barium poisoning. It kind of has a similar match, fatigue, nausea, all that stuff.
Well, it's not healthy if that's what you're saying, and it also weakens your immune system. You know, again, they come out and say it. They say they're going to shoot pollutants into the atmosphere to block the sun. Well, those pollutants will fall to the earth, and it's not even up in the upper atmosphere most of the time. Sometimes they're flying pretty pretty low. You know, again, but some people just say they don't exist, sir. Chemtrails aren't real.
They've been even at the end of the what woke actually woke me up to everything was watching the Metallica video, and at the end of it, Nightmare Long.
I played that on when I was subbing in for Alex Jones probably like 2 months ago. I got so many hate letters from the Christians that I dare play the video. But yeah, it was very interesting because they actually played some news clips on the at the end. Exactly. About the chemtrails, and before that, they make it into this like weird sci-fi eugenics story with the Tunguska event and regeneration. In other words, these little underground facilities where they're regenerating a steak and then a dead cat and then of course a human being, and the whole thing becomes this Soviet plot. But the real flip on it is that they're actually saying that the chemtrails are nutritious for you. They're the thing that will solve the problem after they unleash the zombies. In other words, by chemtrailing the United States afterwards, it kills the virus. So in essence, what I think the message is at the end is the United States is chemtrailing us so we can't get taken over by the Soviets if they seed our clouds with evil zombie juice.
Exactly. They're going to just end up hitting us with this chip. And what if by chance, remember when you guys posted about the solar flares back a while back?
Mm-hmm.
About the sun on the cooling cycle, and then mm-hmm. it might come back in 2012 for a massive blast on the Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, think about this. We get that chip. Where's the fail-safe that if the electronics end up failing on, part of the world, who's going to say these people aren't going to survive with this chip in them?
Who knows? But, at the same time, the chip, some of these have little batteries inside them. They actually feed off your body heat. It's very Matrix-esque. And all I know is that I don't want anyone injecting a tracking device inside of me, especially one filled with cyanide. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How's it going, man?
Good, man. Good.
Hey, I called you a little while ago, and I actually ended up sending you MySpace about that website, that PowerCastCO.com.
Which one?
PowerCastCO.com.
Okay.
I told you about it, and then I had sent the link to you over MySpace, and I thought I wanted to call in because that kind of relates to this subject, because they had actually on the original front page, they had something on there that said one of the features that their technology has is RFID applications, and they claim to have basically wireless power, which is, up to before I found this website, I thought that, that stuff didn't even exist.
Well, not only does it exist, Tesla actually put together a wireless power plant in the late 1800s. You can look into that.
Yeah, Morgan shut them down.
Yeah, Nikola Tesla is actually a very interesting human being, and his inventions are even more interesting. I encourage people just to read on that history if you don't think technologies have been suppressed. And then on top of that, major cell phone companies are now getting ready to launch the wireless cell phone chargers that harness wireless energy. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, that's one of the things they advertise. They advertise self-charging batteries, which mm-hmm. basically charge from power that's broadcast over a frequency. And they, mm-hmm. they advertise a little RFID thing, and then originally it was really creepy because they had this guy, a soldier on the front page with his gun and everything, looking really, not good.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't cover this story, and I thank you for the call, Robert. I should in these last final moments, and we'll take a few calls on the other side, 866-582-9933. Marine Corporal Michael Cadilli woke as he heard the truck rumble past. He opened his eyes but saw nothing. It was the middle of the night, and he was face down in the sands of western Iraq. His loaded M16 was pinned beneath him. Cataldi had no idea how he'd gotten to where he now lay, some 200 meters from the dilapidated building where his buddy slept. But he suspected what caused this nightmare. His Klonopin prescription had run out. His ordeal was all that remarkable for a person on the anti-anxiety medication. In the lengthy labeling that accompanies each prescription, Klonopin users are warned against abruptly stopping the medicine, since doing so can cause psychosis, hallucinations, and other symptoms. The headline of this article, U.S. military, heavily armed and heavily medicated. Oh. I mean, it just goes on and on and on about how drugged up our soldiers are. And remember, when they get back, they're going to use these drugs and these things they've been diagnosed with, PTSD and others, and other things, to strip them of their rights to bear arms. See, they don't want you to have guns when you get back. Bet you that's a real kick in the arnis, eh, military? In other words, thousands of American fighters armed with the latest killing technology are taking prescription drugs that the Federal Aviation Administration considers too dangerous for commercial pilots. Military officials say they believe many medications can be safely used on the battlefield. They say they have policies to ensure that drugs they consider inappropriate for soldiers on the front lines are rarely used. See, they admit they use all the drugs, but they say, don't worry, we're considering what we're doing. We have regulations. We only use those drugs in some cases. Really? You know, I got to tell you, there's this guy out in Colorado. He talked about how they were juicing him up with drugs, how it made him go crazy, how it made him more aggressive. And he was the guy deciding on where they were going to bomb that day. So it drove him insane. It made him super paranoid. But it's okay. That's what we want to do. We want a drugged up army. Give me a break. Final segment of the Info Warrior coming up after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Nights a week, 9 to midnight central. It's the Info Warrior. I thank you all for joining me. If you missed any of the program, we went over cyberbullying and Hannah Montana. We went over the Verichip one more time, heavily armed and heavily medicated soldiers, Jesse Ventura over at the Hannity, Seymour Hersh, and so much more. including City Year. Let's take a couple final calls. Let's go to Forrest in Texas. Forrest, you're on the line, sir.
Yes, Jason. I'm against words being outlawed because any negative word, most negative words can be turned into a positive. Just like when somebody says, like, bad, you know, it can mean good. When somebody, you know, somebody can say, like, it was a bomb, or they could say, it's the bomb. Or, you know, somebody could say, like, you know, a four-letter word that starts with S, ends in T, they could say it, like, meaning, and it's like, it's bad, or they could say it by, like, adding an S to it.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Or, you know, yeah.
But, sir, you're not allowed to type that Hannah Montana is fat. She might cry herself to sleep. She's a 16-year-old girl. We can't hurt little girls' feelings. We can only hurt them with HPV vaccines. Don't you understand? Go ahead, Forrest.
I remember Chris Tucker saying, calling some girl fat, and then she was like, what? And then he was like, yeah, I meant you're pretty hot and tempting.
What is that, Friday?
Yeah, and then in the Bay Area, they have this, like, hyphy movement where people go stupid, doo-doo, dumb. They just go retarded, and that just means to get hyper. So, like, I believe in like, getting retarded for the Lord, just, like, letting go of, like, thoughts and desires, you know, of the heart and mind, and just, like, letting go and letting God. So, like, all these words can be used for positive things, too.
Not when you type them on the internet to Hannah Montana, sir. I'm sorry. The government loves you, and we need the Cyberbullying Act. I thank you for the call, Forrest. Final caller, Brian in Florida. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking my call. I called you last night, and I told you about the Homeland Security meeting this morning.
Yes.
I looked at a link on your Facebook, I'm sure. I don't know if you got a chance to watch it or not.
I have not, but is it posted for good now? I'll have the chance to watch it.
I don't know if they're still streaming it. I watched it live while it happened. I did record most of the proceedings, and I'm going to try and get that up on YouTube.
Excellent.
Basically what they talked about, it was kind of a hand-wringing by a number of congressmen. How could this have happened? We need to get to the bottom of this. Why did this report get released? But there was almost an apologetic tone for Napolitano, as though they felt bad that this could have happened to her on her watch.
So they towed the line that this wasn't really an issued report and she should get behind all the agents, even though it wasn't supposed to be issued. And we need to give these, you know, issues credence, and we have to give them legitimacy, and we have to support their work, kind of thing.
Well, yeah, and I think I heard I heard the word I'm outraged, but you know she did this, but you know again there's the word outraged. This covers 90% of the people in my district, but if that's the level of outrage that I heard coming out of it, it wasn't very strong. I didn't feel that was very sincere as far as outrage goes. I do know Timothy McVeigh was brought up by one of the New Jersey representatives as being the reason that veterans were being looked at, because obviously Timothy McVeigh was a veteran, and that's why we need to take a look at
the funny thing is, he really wasn't a veteran. He was active military. You know, he hadn't gotten out. He may have on appearance got out of there. But anybody, listen, when there's videos of the guy on a military base in a tank, okay, in a tank a year after he's supposed to be out of the military, can we start raising some red flags? Can we start telling the American public
that was
one of the big false flag events in this country? That really helped kick off terrorism in America. Killed a lot of people. Much bigger than the first World Trade Center bombing. You know, Tim McVeigh was a government agent, and guess what? That was a black operation. Black ops exist, and so do the shadow government. I'm the Info Warrior. I'll be back 9 to midnight tomorrow. God bless you all.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today.